Maritime. Deputy Government Spokesperson Wanaisha Chidzuga has urged women in the country to grab emerging opportunities in the maritime sector such as seafarers, Kenya Coast Guard, and naval operations, among others. Speaking during an event in Mombasa to mark the International Day for Women in Maritime, Chidzuga said that the government has set aside funds to capacity build women in various careers in the country, including the blue economy. She said that the state was giving women opportunities to showcase their talents in the maritime sector in adherence to gender parity. The government encourages more girls to join careers in marine science, a realm that has plenty of opportunities, she said. Chidzuga noted that there is a need for concerted efforts towards gender equality representation in the maritime sector, which could be achieved through empowerment of women and girls to pursue ocean-related careers in order to achieve sustainable development goals. She urged women to play a more visible role in the sector and not sit and wait to be given the chance on a silver platter. Chidzuga said she was positive that if given a chance, women could deliver better in the maritime sector than men, so long as they both have the same skills needed for the job. In the event, female marine experts discussed strides made by women to ensure marine safety and security and the challenges that stand in their way in the sector. At the forum, it emerged that some companies only hired men, even when there were women who were better qualified for the job. A section of the delegates in attendance during a panel discussion on the International Day for Women in Maritime conference at a Mombasa hotel. Photos by Andrew Hinger. Chidzuga said some areas required training, such as the fishing sector, and the government offers training on fishermen to venture into the high seas. She called on women to fight for their space in the sector. "I want to tell my fellow women, you can have it. Do not shy away or get intimidated into trying an opportunity. Get out of your comfort zone and try that chance. If you fail, you will fall somewhere that is closer to your ultimate goal," she added. On her part, Ambassador Nancy Karagithu, who is also WOMESA patron, said that the International Maritime Organization, IMO, realized that there was a need to bring more women into the sector, which led to the formation of the International Day for Women in the Maritime Sector. Karagithu said they also created a program, Women in Development, which aimed at bringing women together for mentorship opportunities, to be role models and visible in order to encourage each other, as well as give women the platform to lobby employers and policymakers to bring in more women into the maritime sector. "We are looking at only recruitment but also retention and growth in the jobs," she said, noting that research and data showed that out of 2 million seafarers, 24,000 are women. Women in Maritime Sector in Eastern and Southern Africa, WOMESA, Kenya Chairperson Winnie Maina said that association, which has 178 members, was formed to integrate women and enhance gender inclusivity in the maritime sector. She said a lot of mentorship and lobbying is done to ensure they entrench the value of inclusivity and gender balance, the focus being to bring the government on board and spearhead the agenda. "We are advocating for ladies to join and urge all employers in the country to push the women employees to reach out for these opportunities," she said.